In our previous year, we went through the different mefarshim explaining that milchemes goig u'magog does not have to happen in a literal way, whether it's because the schusim of Yidden or the terrible gzeirais that Yidden went through. So milchemes goig u'magog does not need to happen in a literal way. But nevertheless, exactly what's going to happen then? We went through the different stages of the milchama, but now today we're going to learn a little bit more of the dramatic events that may take place based on the different mefarshim. And mainly what's going to happen to the goyim during milchemes goig u'magog. The first medrash is a medrash Tanchuma regarding the Makkah of Borod, hailstones that came down from Shemayim. So the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu came and he said that tomorrow at this time, boom, hailstones are coming down. So the medrash says like this, that Moshe Rabbeinu sorat lo srita al hakoysel, he made a mark on the wall. When the sun, the rays hit right here tomorrow, the hail is going to come down, which until now in history there was never such hail. However, Moshe Rabbeinu says, the Medrash tells us that while until then it never happened, what's going to come afterwards in the time of Mashiach is going to be great hailstones in the times of Goig u'Magog. We bring down the psukim in Yecheskel and Iyoiv. The point is that we see from these psukim and from the Medrash that during the war of Milchemes Goig u'Magog, there's going to be hailstones. Now, the Goyim, the Eibishter is going to punish in a very, very swift way. And the Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Re'eh tells us the following story. It says, when Yidden left Mitzrayim, what happened? Ma'asa Pare, what did Pare do? He took 600 of his finest horsemen, and they went out to retake and re-vanquish the Yidden. What happened? Kishero Yisro Kach. When Yidden turned around and they see the Mitzrayim coming chasing after them, Nivalu Mipneyem. They got all scared and they started saying, Mi Yuchol Amud Kineged Eilu. Who's the one that can stand up to this great Egyptian army? They felt that their geula has been 3 days temporary, and boom, the Eibishter is going to bring them back to Mitzrayim. Omlem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Eibishter answered them, Chayechem kol eilu chashuvim lefonai ki ish echad kerechav echad. You're making a big deal of hundreds of horsemen. To me, the Eibishter says, it's nothing, it's like one. Because the Pasuk says, Kivas sus paroi. The horse of Pare came. I mean, there was many horses of Pare. Right? So why do we say, Loshin Yachid, Kivas sus Pare, that the horse of Pare came? Because in the eyes of the Eibishter, it's like one horse, it's nothing. It could easily destroy one and a thousand the same way. V'kula meisu b'neshima achas. When Yidden left Mitzrayim, all these goyim, they died like in one breath, in 1 second. Boom, they were gone. Says the Medrash, V'chein asidim goyig u'magog lo ve'al Yisrael. Same thing's going to happen. Goyig u'magog, the nations are going to come and they're going to terrify and scare Klal Yisrael. And we're going to be all nervous. What's going to happen? All these goyim are coming. And says the Eibishter, "Vegam hem yisru kulam b'sreifa achas." In one burning, whether it's the burning hailstorms or other things, the Avish is going to burn them up in 1 second. They're all gone. All these hundreds and thousands of Soine Yisrael are going to be destroyed b'neshima achas, b'sreifa achas, in one breath, in one fire, in 1 second. But it's not just them. Every war we know is also a war in heaven. Like when the Alter Rebbe is sitting in prison, it's really the Gzeira Milmaila on Chassidus. Everything down here has a Shoydesh Lamaila. And every nation has a Sar, a minister Lamaila. It's like their representative in Shamayim. Now, when Mechemes Gog u'Magog happens, not only are we going to be victorious down here, it's also we're going to be victorious in the Ruchniyistik Asarim Lamaila. We say the famous Mizmor LeDavid. We say Kol Hashem Chaytziv LaHavas Eish, that the Eibishter has like this very strong coil that's like a burning fire. What's the pasuk talking about? So the Al Sheikh says, Heim Sore Amalochim Aheim Bashamayim Imal. This is talking about the spiritual ministering angels of each nation, Lamaila. And the Eibishter says, when Yidden are going to be victorious and fight down here, and especially the war of Gog u'Magog, Hashem Yisbarech Koirei Soreim Lamaila. The Eibishter is going to get rid of the Sar of Magog Lamaila as well. It's not just down here that we're going to defeat the nation of Magog, but Lamaila as well, the Eibishter is going to put away the Sar of Magog. Now, it's going to be a big war, and there's going to be big plagues, like the Navi Zechariah Perik Yedalet Psukim Yudbeis in Yegimel says, V'zois tia magefa sheyigef Hashem es kol amim. There's going to be mamish big plagues, and everyone's going to fall apart, and there's going to be such confusion. V'hoya b'yoy mahu. It's going to be on that day, tia muhumas Hashem rabba behem. There's going to be a great confusion amongst the goyim. V'chziku yish yad re'eyu v'olso yodol yad re'eyu. They're just going to end up killing each other. They're going to be so shocked. It's going to be such a big turn of events that instead of them taking their koyach and trying to fight Klal Yisrael, they're going to end up being so confused that they're going to end up killing each other. There's going to be so many dead people that the Novi Yecheskel in Perek Lamites Pasuk Yud Beis says, Kvorum Beis Yisrael, Yidden are going to end up burying the goyim. Leman Tiyar Sa'oretz, in order that the land should be purified, that we shouldn't have these dead corpses flying around. So we're even going to bury the goyim. And you know how long it's going to take, the Novi says, Shivo Chadoshim. There's going to be so many dead people that it's going to take 7 months to actually bury all the dead. That's how big of a magefa there's going to be. Now the question is, why is the nation of Magog zoiche to Kvuras Yisrael, so to speak? Why are they zoiche to be buried? Why didn't the Eibishter say, okay, they'll die, and they'll be left on the battlefield? Why? They must have a special schus, that in that schus they are zoiche to Kvura. So I want you to look at this fascinating medrash. This medrash is in Bereishis Rabba Parshas Noach. For those of you that remember, and you all remember, that Magog is a descendant of which son of Noach? Very good, Yefes. You had one out of three chances. And he's a son of Yefes, a descendant of Yefes. We know that Shem Chom in Yefes, that Chom embarrassed Noach, but Yefes and Shem, they actually covered Noach up in the time of his busha. So listen to what the Medrash says. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yefes. The Eibishter tells Yefes, Ato kisisa erva savicha. You covered the erva of your father. Chayecha shani peir aloch. I'm going to pay you back. because you did this, so there's going to be a certain repay, a certain, you know, Eibishter is going to keep cheshbon and going to give a reward to the descendants of Yefes. What's it going to be? Bayomu etin legoig mokim shom kever biYisrael gi oivrim kidmas hayom. Because of that, so goig, which is a descendant of Yefes, because of the schus that Yefes did, so his descendants, we're going to be burying them for 7 months, and even goig, the biggest rasha, is going to be zoicha to kvura because of the special schus that Ezeid the Yefes did.